Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatzky and he is out, Kopp applying the tag. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Ashburn moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Sawatzky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fries. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Gomez covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freeze moves to second. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freeze moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeze scores. Anderson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Sawatzky reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Kopp goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Phillies. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Sawatzky trying to get to home. Thompson throws the ball into Taylor who tags Sawatzky who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Freese is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kopp hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sawatzki is walked intentionally. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Sawatzki and he is safe. Taylor steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Marshall catches it and steps on first to double up Ashburn. 2 outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bausch is hit by the pitch. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Phillies. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Phillies. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gomez drops the ball. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kopp bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sawatzki hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Phillies. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake now playing left field. Herb Noren pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Altman reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gomez. Altman moves to third. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.